You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Syl Orlando, the Chief Executive Officer of Optimus Youth Homes and Family Services, a Highland Park-based organization that provides comprehensive treatment, specialized education, and support services to abused and neglected youth. Mr. Orlando, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
And I must say, the pleasure and honor is ours. Thanks for joining us. So, for starters, tell us about Optimus Youth Homes and Family Services to kick things off today.
Absolutely. Optimus Youth Homes and Family Services is actually one of the oldest and largest private nonprofit child welfare agencies in Southern California. We opened our doors in 1906, a long time ago, and at that time, the property was a chicken ranch. And the chicken rancher had a friend who was a juvenile court judge by the name of Judge Wilbur. And the judge called him one day and said, you know, I'd like you to do me a favor. He said, what's that? He said, well, I get these kids in my court and they get in trouble with the law and we put them in juvenile halls, lockup facilities, we throw away the key and they do their time and it's really not very productive. I'd like to try an experiment where I send five or six of these young men to your ranch, and you show them the meaning of hard work, get them an education, and give them some TLC and take care of them so they gain something from the program. So the chicken rancher said, fine. And lo and behold, in 1906, the first five boys arrived at the Highland Park facility, the five-acre ranch. They actually did quite well. They progressed very well. The judge was happy. The chicken rancher was happy. So he began to send more kids to the chicken rancher, and at one point it became a problem for him because he had to supervise these kids and feed them and clothe them and take care of them, and he wasn't actually getting paid. He had free labor, but he wasn't getting paid. So he needed help. He went to the local Optimus Club, and Optimus Clubs are service organizations whose motto is Friend of Youth, and he said to them, I need your help. They said, what do you need? He said, I need two things. I need some volunteer help on my ranch to watch these kids, and I need some people to do fundraising for me so I can take care of them. So the Optimus said, fine, that's right up our alley. They got involved way back in 1918. And in 1930, the chicken rancher said, you know, I'm going to retire and go to San Diego. If you, the Optimus, will promise to continue in the mission of taking care of these abused, neglected kids, I'm going to give you the property. And that's what he did. They said yes, he said yes, and a few years later, we became the Optimus Boys Home and Ranch Incorporated. Today, Optimus Youth Homes and Family Services. Now, today, we service about 550 kids every day, not just five or six, in several programs. We have a residential treatment program where boys and girls actually live with us in one of six different facilities. We have a foster family and adoption agency. We have outpatient mental health clinics where families can first come to us when they're starting to have problems with their kids, so hopefully they don't end up in out-of-home care and in a facility like mine. And we own and operate our own charter school, which is a specialized charter school for probation and foster youth. So we're quite a large organization today, employing about 500 people with a budget of $36 million.
What a story and a history. We really appreciate your sharing those details with us, and also thank you for what you're doing as well. We understand that there was a recent merger. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. There was another agency in town who was having some difficulty, a little bit smaller than us, and we decided to go in and help them with their program. It's called Pacific Lodge Youth Services in Woodland Hills, California, and we began to help them put their program back together. And as time went on, the boards of the two organizations said, you know, maybe we ought to make this one big organization. And Pacific Lodge Youth Services Board said, you know, I think we're just going to fold ourselves in under Optimist. So that is what's happened. We've actually acquired the other agency. We're still maintaining their name because, like us, they have a long history in the community. They've been open since 1923, and they service the same population. They're a little smaller than we are. They have 51 youngsters on their main facility, but they also have other similar services to us. So it just made a perfect match, and that merger became effective a couple of months ago. And now we're in process of putting the program together and developing it. The nice part about it was when you hear about mergers and things, everybody thinks layoff of staff and people losing jobs. The nice thing about this was the way it ended up coming down is only one person in each organization lost a job. So that was quite a feat. But this merger has now made us the largest residential provider in California for probation youth. So we're very proud of that. We are also a nationally accredited agency, which means that we adhere to 1,000 professional and administrative standards, the highest standards possible. And running an organization, these standards are set forth by a body in New York. And now with the merger, the Pacific Lodge facility will become part of our accredited agency. So it's very exciting for everybody involved.
If you would, Mr. Orlando, describe the type of youth you help and what is their future like after they leave?
Sure, Eric. The youngsters who are referred to our residential programs are all teenagers, and they're all referred to us through various departments of probation throughout the state of California. In fact, we have contracts with 18 different counties in California. So the different counties have great relationships with us, and they know our reputation, so they send their probation youngsters who need out-of-home care to Optimist. In our foster family agency, we have a different population. Those young people are actually infants all the way up to 18 years old, and this is a different group of youngsters. These are the abused, neglected kids, not necessarily the ones who have broken the law. And they're the ones, you know, the horror stories you read about in the newspapers and see on TV, where parents leave them locked in cars in 90-degree temperatures, or they're victims of sexual abuse or physical abuse. And what we do is we actually recruit, train, and license foster parents, and then the counties place those children into our homes. And then, of course, our outpatient clinics, as I said earlier, these are families that bring their kids just when they're starting to have trouble. It's on an outpatient basis. We work not only with the children but also with the families, again, in the hope of keeping the family together. In that case, our outcomes are very, very positive. Very few of those children ever end up in residential care. In our foster family agency, we work towards permanency for all those youngsters when they leave. Many of them go back to their biological parents. Others are actually adopted, and we have an adoptions license, so we can make those adoptions happen. And then, of course, with our probation youngsters, the goal is that after they're released, they're not going to break the law anymore. And they're also going to become productive citizens of society. And that's what's really important, and we provide that to them. And most of them do very well after they leave us.
Again, an outstanding job that you've been doing for over a century there at Optimist Youth Homes and Family Services. Today, we are joined by Mr. Sil Orlando, the Chief Executive Officer of Optimist Youth Homes and Family Services, a Highland Park-based organization that provides comprehensive treatment, specialized education, and support services to abused and neglected youth here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, what types of activities do you offer? And I understand that you also have an auto shop and sports, for example.
Well, we do. In addition to the psychotherapy we offer, and that's the main stalwart of our program, we have a host of activities. As you mentioned, we have a fully equipped auto shop, which is quite interesting because most local high schools don't even have those anymore. They've shut them down over the years with funding. But at Optimist, we have a fully equipped shop, and we have an auto shop teacher who not only teaches our kids, but teaches in local community college as well. So he's very well adept at teaching auto shop and auto techniques. We have a very active sports program. We compete in leagues with other agencies like us, and we do that to try to normalize our youngsters as much as possible. They have uniforms, and we have paid referees for our games. At the end of the year, we have sports banquets with trophies are given, and they get to take their sweaters. Those banquets are actually done off grounds. We take our youngsters off grounds for many activities. We go to Dodger games and football games. We take them to museums. We take them to the theater, so they get exposed to things that they might not otherwise do. And then, of course, these are not so much activities, but different types of therapies. We have specialized therapies at our agency. We have art therapy and movement therapy. We have yoga. We have a music therapy program, and we even have a pet therapy program that we started a few years ago. So there's a wide variety of programs and activities, and the goal is to structure success experiences for these young people so they can really succeed at things, because most of their lives they've, you know, had a lot of problems and failed in a lot of areas of their lives. So we try to structure their lives so they can actually get success and see what it feels like to be successful.
Also, Mr. Orlando, we'd love to hear a few success stories about your young people as they became adults.
No, absolutely. That's always important. A number of our young people go on to junior college, many to university. Just this last week, we got notification from one of our young men that after junior college, he's now been accepted to Berkeley. We're very proud of that. Another one was accepted to Cal State, Dominguez Hills. We've had people go into the Marines or other military and done very well. We had one gentleman who's actually quite old, but when he came back to see us at the age of 50, and he said, you know, I used to be in your facility many years ago, and I'd like to give back. So he volunteered, and he subsequently retired from the post office where he worked for many, many years and became a foster parent himself. And then just last year, we were contacted by a gentleman from Seattle who had just retired from Alaska Airlines as a pilot, and he was one of their top pilots, and he phoned us up and he said, you know, I'm in a financial position now where I'd like to make a significant financial contribution to your organization, because if it weren't for you, who got me started back with flying when I was there, I would not have had the success I did. And he sent us a check for $50,000. So that's pretty successful, I would say.
That is outstanding, and I couldn't think of a better example of success to back up what you're doing there at Optimist Youth Homes and Family Services. And I'm sure there are a lot more testimonies that you could share, but time doesn't permit. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip or a final word that you'd like to share today?
Well, certainly there's a lot of controversy about out-of-home care, but I think it plays an important part in shaping the lives of many of these people. And it should be supported not only by state and local government, but by the private sector as well. And in our case, we have to raise about $1 million a year just to keep our doors open through private funding. And we encourage people to support not only us, but other nonprofit organizations.
Again, Mr. Orlando, words couldn't even describe how grateful we are of what not only you're doing, but taking the time to be with us here today and introduce us to a fabulous location on this planet that's doing a fantastic job helping abused and neglected youth. We really appreciate it. Where can listeners get further information, and how could one be in touch?
Well, absolutely. We have a website that we maintain and keep up to date regularly. It's at www.oyhfs.org. And all our programs are described there in detail, our community commitments, how to become a mentor or a volunteer, a contributor, how to apply for a job. Everything is there. So we encourage people to go to our website.
Mr. Orlando, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for your time today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Eric.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Sil Orlando, the Chief Executive Officer of Optimist Youth Homes and Family Services, a Highland Park-based organization that provides comprehensive treatment, specialized education, and support services to abused and neglected youth. And for more information, simply visit OYHFS.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.